Everybody hates bureaucracies, even those who work in them. Yet in 21st century America, apart from a handful of hermits and survivalists living off the grid, dealing with impenetrable, impersonal, infinitely complex, obdurate, arrogant, and often stupefyingly incompetent bureaucracies is an everyday travail for everyone. Think about it. Social Security, Medicare, local, state, and federal taxing agencies, getting a driver's license, obtaining documents for business, remodeling your house, or getting a building permit. Any federal department or agency. Dealing with the phone company, your credit card issuer, a credit bureau, a billing error by a big chain store. Navigating airport security, healthcare insurance, university and public school administrations. Hardly a day passes in the life of any American without his or her having to confront one or another bureaucracy, standing in line, dialing a telephone number, only to enter an automated labyrinth seemingly devoid of humans and humanity, being placed on indefinite hold, trying to access a bad government or business website, or being shuffled from one office to the next to find that one person, the anomaly, who can fix a problem. Encounters with a bureaucracy almost always have stress and frustration as byproducts, and finding someone in a bureaucracy who is pleasant and can solve one's problem quickly is so unusual as to be very nearly a life-altering experience. President Lyndon Johnson once said, "If the first person who answers the phone cannot answer your question, it is a bureaucracy." Don't we all know it? Despite political paralysis in Washington and elsewhere, bureaucracies inexorably, day by day, year by year, intrude ever more pervasively into our daily lives. They influence our health, our safety, our economic well-being, our children, what we eat, what we drive, and every business, farm, and educational institution in the land. Yet, even as bureaucratic tentacles extend their reach into every nook and cranny of America, the litany of their incompetence and arrogance grows exponentially. Many of these institutions are now indispensable, but their repeated and highly publicized sins of omission and commission have shaken the public's confidence that they, that government in particular, can do anything right. Just a sampling of lapses and failures in recent years, regardless of who was minding the store in Congress or the White House, is profoundly disturbing. 9/11 itself, a failure of intelligence and law enforcement of monumental consequence. The failure of virtually all our financial regulatory and administrative bodies to anticipate and prevent the abuses that led to the financial meltdown in 2008-2009. The Federal Emergency Management Agency's handling of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and other disasters. The lack of planning for post-invasion Iraq in 2003. The scandalous treatment of outpatient wounded warriors at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. The multiple failures of the Veterans Affairs Department, challenges to the integrity of the Internal Revenue Service, lapses and scandals of the Secret Service, the initial handling of the Ebola crisis by the Centers for Disease Control, the botched rollout of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, the ever-changing and inconsistent rules relating to airport security, the extraordinary waste of development dollars in Iraq and Afghanistan, underperforming public schools, the inability to control our southern border, and so much more. The institutions, the bureaucracies, responsible for these disasters and embarrassments are crucial to us. Some of them have previously been among our most respected organizations. Now, they are failing us. One of my favorite sayings about government, attributed to Napoleon Bonaparte of all people, is, "Never mistake for malice that which is easily explained by stupidity or incompetence." No one set out to make bureaucracies the enemy of ordinary people, resistant to change, impervious to new realities, and incompetent. Few, if any, individuals choose public service as a career because they want to make life miserable for people or to work for some hapless bureaucracy. Indeed, I can attest from decades of working with talented and dedicated public servants, the opposite is often true. And yet the humorist Will Rogers could say decades ago, "I don't make jokes, I just watch the government and report the facts." The world of business, the private sector, as I have observed it both as a customer and from the corporate boardroom, has its own issues with bureaucracy. While the obstacles to cutting costs and becoming more efficient are more onerous for the public sector, local, state, and federal, leaders in both the public and the private sectors face multiple barriers to innovation and reform to cope with new and changing circumstances. For example, leaders in both sectors often encounter entrenched cultures that make real change difficult, as well as lower-level organizations resistant to guidance from the top, determined to preserve their piece of the cake and their status. Trimming organizational deadwood can be as challenging in the business world as in public institutions. It is a rare soul who has not been frustrated and maddened by multiple business bureaucracies, not to mention disastrous business decisions that cost jobs and create economic turmoil and heartache. But for most businesses, success and self-preservation require that leaders and employees work hard every day to innovate and change with or before the times, to overcome sluggishness, poor customer service, and the stifling effect of layer upon layer of management that inevitably delays and complicates decision-making. As a rule, companies that do not promote innovation strive to reduce overhead costs and managerial layering and become more customer-friendly don't do well in the long term. The public sector, however, faces multiple unique obstacles to reform, whether it's cutting costs, becoming more efficient, encouraging innovation or changing to cope with new challenges or changed circumstances. And no matter how different in purpose or size, for nearly all public bureaucracies, those obstacles are the same.